Talking about cars and a particular kind of cars, Indy racing coming up this weekend. In fact, the last IndyCar race at Sonoma Raceway. Thrilled to have the points leader, Scott Dixon, is here. Good morning, Scott.
Yeah, good morning. Thanks for having me on.
I'm happy to have you on. Are you going to be the one at the checkered flag at the end of the day?
That's the goal. unfortunately, there's about 24 others that are going to try and stop that. So, we're leading the championship. We're in the right place at the moment, but obviously it's a big weekend. It's Sonoma double points weekend too, which makes even a little more difficult to hold on to the championship lead, but hopefully we can keep our head down and make the most of it.
Well, at least you've got some experience here, Scott. You led in points. Let's see. You've won the championship four times in your career, most recently in 2015. How does that experience help you this weekend?
Yeah, I think, it all helps. The season, I think every year, the cars change quite a bit. The tracks change, due to, weather and the tires change. So, the target is constantly moving. So, you're spending most of the year trying to adjust to the new difficulties of whatever they may be. So you can't rely too much on previous years. There's always tracks that you like. Sonoma's been a good one for us. We've won there two or three times. We've closed out a few championships there. So it's one that's been good for our team. It's always the same. It takes a little bit of luck and a huge amount of effort to try and pull, a Verizon IndyCar Series championship off.
And, Scott, you've been here, as you said, a few times in Sonoma, and I'm wondering, given the schedule of practice runs in preparation for a race like this, do you have any time during the course of all that to spend any time in the area outside of the raceway?
We try to because, it's a hot spot, right? It's probably one of our best attended races. For sponsors and wives and family. I know my wife will be partaking a little in wine country while we're out there.
Yeah.
And hopefully Monday, I can do the same, celebrating something. But we intend to. It's a beautiful part of the world. We're very lucky to be able to come out here and race in this area. And yes, we definitely will be Monday. I think we'll have something to celebrate. But we'll still be taking time to check out the sites.
Well, you're racing at the ripe old age of 38. What's the cutoff point for Indy racers? Is there one?
I think it's kind of, for me, I think it's kind of personal for everybody. Everybody has a slightly different version of it. I think TK is probably, one of the older guys, 43 or 44 this year. Some guys kind of look at the round number of 40. For me, I think it depends on, just how you feel, how you're competing, if you've still got it and if you're still enjoying it. I think the biggest thing is if you're still enjoying it. And for me, it's still my passion. I love it. I feel very privileged and very lucky to be called an IndyCar driver. And, I guess when that day comes, you'll probably feel it within.
Yeah, I would think so. And is there any way for anyone outside of the car to understand the athleticism it takes to drive one?
I think it's become a lot more prominent, in the modern day. The cars are very physical. You're getting 5 to 6 G in some of the corners. The races are somewhere from 2 hours to 3.5, depending on the length of them. Your average heart rate is probably 150 to 160 beats per minute. So it's almost, it's very much like a triathlon. The cardio side is very high, the muscular side, but also mentally it's very draining. You're doing multiple things while you're out of breath, with tuning the car to strategy and talking to the team. So yeah, it's definitely a lot going on. I always explain it as you got to go to indoor go-karting, and a lot of people, after 10 laps at an indoor go-kart track are like, wow, this is really tough.
Yeah.
And they times that by about 100. So it's definitely physical.
So where do you go from here? I always wonder this about competitive and successful race car drivers like you are. Where do you go once you step out of the car for the last time? What do you do then in your life after this kind of adrenaline push for your entire career?
Yeah, again, I think it's a personal thing, whether there's, personal interest from, tech to, design or the racing community in itself. For me, Well, for most people, the natural progression from, you know, the high stakes of maybe IndyCar is then you can kind of, you know, merge into sports car racing, endurance racing, you know,
right.
Daytona 24-hour, Le Mans 24-hour, and do that for a few years as long as you're still competitive. And then, you know, you can fall into management roles to, you know, helping, you know, the younger talent come through. You know, there's many different things you can. You know, I think for me, I still love and will love the competitive environment, so it has to be something competitive.
I love,
you know, the technology. I love, you know, the speed, the adrenaline, all that stuff. So, you know, hopefully I can find an outlet for myself when that day comes.
Oh, I'm sure you'll be able to. It's just a matter of figuring that out. And obviously, you're not there yet. And the last IndyCar race at Sonoma Raceway, how do you feel about that?
It's definitely bittersweet. You know, I think, you know, we hope it's just the last for a short period of time. You know, they'll be moving, you know, the race next year to Laguna Seca. But hopefully, you know, they can come to an agreement where we can get back to Sonoma. You know, for us, it's a very prominent track. It's a great area for, you know, the demographic of racing and the community, plus, you know, for the business side of IndyCar racing. And, you know, as I commented on, you know, the people love coming to this area, and then, you know, also doing the B2B for our racing. So, yeah, I guess the short answer is, you know, I hope it's not too long and we'll be back soon.
Win the race or garner more points? What's your priority?
If I win the race, that'll take care of everything.
So okay.
That's the goal.
Well, then that's it, I guess, huh?
Yeah, that's right.
we killed all the birds with one stone there. Well, it's always an exciting weekend for Sonoma County, and I know people come from all over to the raceway, but it's a big weekend for us both, you know, in excitement and, frankly, economically, it doesn't hurt us either.
Yeah, it's going to be a mega weekend, and I appreciate it and can't wait to get out on track tomorrow.
Yeah, looking forward to seeing it. Scott, thanks so much for being here, and good luck.
Thanks, Pat. Appreciate it. Have a great day.
He is the points leader and the GoPro Sonoma Grand Prix going on this weekend. Scott Dixon is the points leader, and nice talking to him in anticipation of this weekend's madness at Sonoma Raceway. And, of course, we'll remind you of that event as we roll through the rest of the week because, of course, there will be traffic issues for those people who are not attending the raceway this weekend, and we'll let you know about that.